Welcome into Stacking Dubs. I'm your host, Chris Chin. Tough weekend for the Warriors. Go down to the Indiana Pacers at home, followed by another loss to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Really tough weekend for the Warriors when could have used a little bit of momentum heading into the play-in tournament. Now the Warriors find themselves potentially on the brink of not making the play-in tournament as the Rockets have won 8 straight games and are only one game back of the Warriors for the 10 spot. Warriors also not really much of a chance to advance up into the 9 spot, now 2.5 games back of the Lakers. Very much feels like a team that has accepted their fate as a non-contending team, a team that might make it into the playoffs if they can win a couple games in the play-in, but for all intents and purposes, a team that has some talent, but just not enough to offset the lack of youth, size, athleticism, energy, juice, legs, whatever you want to call it. This team just doesn't have enough of it. You see the Warriors try to come out fast-paced against teams like the Pacers. They do well in the beginning. They're at their best when they run, when they're playing free, when they're playing with force, but they can't keep it up. They can't sustain this pace. It's late in the season. The veterans are just a little older, getting a little less energy, especially on the defensive end. The young players that have athleticism just aren't quite seasoned or have enough experience or intelligence, if you will, to really bridge the gap. And that's why you find this, I'll call it, disjointed team in terms of just ability. You know, we have a lot of smart, older, slower players, and then a lot of young, explosive, inexperienced players. And between the two, you just don't have enough players that you can just plug and play outside of really Steph Curry and Draymond Green that you know are going to give you production on both sides of the ball and are going to work hard. And to be honest, you know, even as I say both sides of the ball, you know, you can still say Steph's is lacking on the defensive side these days. It happens with age. I would rather him decline on his defensive effort than on offense. And then Dre, vice versa. You know, offensively, he has always been limited. He puts most of his energy on the defensive side, which I will take. But again, the Warriors don't have enough two-way players. They don't have enough athletic, experienced combination of players. And for that reason, this team just has to have a lot of gas in the tank and out-hustle teams, which it just can't do consistently. And unfortunately for the Warriors, it seems that they've accepted this fate. Case in point, last night as the Warriors I think it was a double-digit lead when Steph Curry came off the floor mid-third quarter, doesn't re-enter until the Warriors have lost the lead with only 6 minutes left in the game. Sat for about 11 minutes, to which Steve Kerr basically said he doesn't think it's fair to just keep asking Steph to put our entire season and team on his shoulders, despite Steph Curry saying, hey, I was ready to go back in and I'm seeing this lead drift away. Why am I not in the game yet? Little disconnect there. I've usually sided with Steve Kerr and how he manages Steph Curry, and it's why we've had the success and Steph is still playing great as a 36-year-old. Times like this, Steve Kerr, I need you to just go get a win. I mean, is this maybe Steve Kerr just raising the white flag saying, hey, we're the 10th seed? I mean, I guess at best, but we're the 10th seed. We're probably not getting to 8th or 9th. Let's just kind of save what fuel Steph has left in the tank this season and just hopefully he can give us his best come the play-in and then the playoffs. I don't know. That's the only way I can justify it. It doesn't make sense to me that we're basically just not stopping the bleeding, that this game was clearly hemorrhaging towards the end of the game by not putting Steph in. And it's one of the reasons we lost. Warriors, they've been showing signs of running out of gas for a couple weeks now. You know, when you're driving and that gas empty light comes on and you know you only have a little bit left, maybe 10% of your fuel left. That light came on a couple weeks ago for the Warriors. They are running on fumes. Sure, there's a little gas in the tank, but at best, it's going to get us through that play-in. And even if we got out of it, I just don't know how much this team has left in it. Oh, it's a tough problem. This team is just not good enough, and it's not balanced enough. And if we're looking forward and calling this season, we'll call it a wasted season. It is what it is. If we're not winning the championship, it's a wasted season. You're either first or you're last, and well, we're not first. Side note, I did everything I could, guys. You're probably thinking, if you've been listening to this podcast, hey, Chris, you said we're 5-0 in games this season when you forgot to wear Warriors gear. I tried to do it on Sunday, guys. I mid-game realized I wasn't wearing my gear. Didn't put it on. Thought it could lead us to a victory. It didn't work. We dropped to 5-1 in the no Warriors shirt era. Nothing works, guys. And for that reason, I also am going to raise the white flag. I'm not giving up hope, but I'm accepting what this team is. And this team is middle of the road, can win some games against some good teams. We'll lose a lot of games in the second half because there's just not enough in the tank. So I'm going to start looking forward to what the heck we do going forward after this season. I think whether we don't make the play-in, whether we don't get out of the play-in, whether we don't make a huge run in the playoffs, this team needs a complete overhaul of all the role players. And by role players, I mean we're keeping Steph, we're keeping Dre, we're keeping Dre. Everything else is on the table for me. And that includes Jonathan Kuminga, potentially, if need be. We're going to revisit this idea later, but essentially something drastic has to happen if your goal is to get one more title chance for the Steph Curry-led Warriors. I think we got 2, maybe 3 years left to do it. If that's the case, we need to push in all our chips, and especially future chips, into the middle of the table. We got to go all in. And that's the only way we're really going to get this team to be contenders again. It starts with finding a superstar type player. We've said it plenty of times. And the chips we have is draft picks. It's Andrew Wiggins. And you can debate if there's anyone that really sees that as a big trade chip, given his contract and his declining play. And then it's Jonathan Kuminga. That is our biggest trade chip. He is our future. Is he an alpha all-star number one scorer on a contending team type player? I don't think so at this point. Obviously, the ceiling is uncapped, but if push came to shove and I had to predict right now, I would say no. And if that's the case, then what are we doing? We have to just trade Kuminga. We have to trade Wiggins. We have to trade the picks. You have to go get yourself the best possible star player to pair with Steph Curry right now. And go for it. Otherwise, we're just bridging the gap to a decent future. But if you don't have that franchise pillar alpha, there's no need to really just kind of kick the can down the road and just be a playoff team. You're going for it. This league is all about hanging banners, winning championship chips, and stacking dubs in the form of not just dubs, but trophies. So by that logic, I would like to see a big move made. Let's kind of back up a little bit here and look at what move or what growth we can have internally first, and then we'll reevaluate on a larger scale. Internally, we've had great seasons from TJD and Jonathan Kuminga really breaking out this year, right? So TJD, if his breakout could continue, maybe he fixes one of the biggest problems the Warriors have, and that's the lack of a true center outside of Draymond Green, who isn't even really a true center. Obviously, TJD gives you rim protection, and there's so much value in the form of rim protection for these Warriors. We're small, we're undersized, and we're slow on the perimeter. Having someone that can clean up at the hoop is invaluable. It honestly saves anywhere from, 6 to 12 points a game just by having a presence at the rim. TJD, in only about 20 minutes or 22 average minutes in the last month or so, is averaging close to 2 blocks a game. You know, that's 4 points right there. Plus everything else he deters into different shots or effects, and including defensive rebounds is also a measure of that. You know, you were talking about 8, 10, 12 points a game just by having a center that can protect the hoop. Draymond Green gives you that, but the most important part of having TJD play more minutes is it's reducing the wear and tear on Draymond at center. He cannot keep banging and bruising with the big 7 and 7'2" guys in the league because that back is bugging him. He's wearing down. We're great with him at the center, but it's not sustainable, and it never has been. TJD really needs to be able to log about 25 of those minutes at center and continue to give us a lob threat and rim protection. Is it enough to transform this team and say, hey, we don't need to go out and get a $10 million center in the offseason? I don't know. He needs to grow a lot, and as a player, but also he's only 6'9". You know, you're not going to grow any more physically as a player in terms of height. So we just need, even if it's a 15-minute a guy off the bench. We need the option of having a big 7-foot body there just for these matchups where we just get destroyed by big centers where Draymond or TJD aren't quite big enough. So yes, TJD breakout can transform this team. I don't think it's alone enough for this team to just say we don't need a center or need to get bigger. Number two, Jonathan Kuminga. Great breakout season. Can he continue to grow to the point where he becomes an adequate floor spacer? And that's important because if we think about TJD playing with Draymond Green on the floor at the same time, if we need that size, we need two basically rim protectors to really be big enough to compete defensively. You have two non-shooters on offense. Jonathan Kuminga is going to play as our second or third best player moving forward. Can he provide floor spacing as a three-point shooter, as a mid-range threat, just someone that can space the floor so that Curry has room to work? I don't know. His shot, when open, is not bad. You know, he's shooting 38% before the season. On this season, he's been better lately, but, you know, if we're going to pencil him for what I would believe would be a 35 to 36% shooter on open threes, that's almost good enough to space the floor, but it hasn't been enough to get defenses to really close out and stay glued to him from that spot. And that's what we need. We need people to respect him like they do. Even Andrew Wiggins, where you can give him a little space, but you can't completely help off. Otherwise, he's going to bury a three. So can JK provide spacing and can TJD continue his breakout? Those are the two internal growth factors that I'm looking to see out of the Warriors. And we'll bring this team a little closer to competing next year. That all being said, there's not a ton of other room for improvement short of making a big time swap. Looking at Andrew Wiggins, I don't know what his trade value is, to be honest. I don't know if it's more than what it was if we had traded him at the trade deadline. If you look at $25 million per year for three more years, I don't know what other teams think of Wiggins. I don't think he's quite the defender that he was 2 years ago. I would call him an upper 75 percentile wing defender in this league. He's no longer a Anunoby type defender in that wing. Offensively, his shooting has been good in the last 15 to 20 games. He's back to his normal percentages. I mean, his field goal percentage has been close to 50%. His three-pointers have been 43% in the last 10 to 15 games, I believe. And his free throws have been good, actually, closer to 80%. The problem is the volume with which he can create and get his own shots. He's still only averaging just a hair over 13 points per game. That's not enough for a $25 million player that isn't an Anunoby-type defender. And thus, is he a negative contract? Really, the problem with Wiggins is he's lost his ability to score inside the paint. He can't get to his spots as well. The handle is very loose. He doesn't play make well off of the dribble at all. That's one of his worst attributes. And then he can't finish at the hoop. That right hand is really struggling with touch. That left hand is never, finishing with that left has never been a thing. And he doesn't vertically explode up enough to just dunk over people like he has in the past. RIP to Luka Doncic a long time ago in the playoffs. But Wiggins used to be a 17 point scorer as an elite defender. That's where he's worth $30 million a year. Now I'd argue he's worth maybe about an $18 million contract. So do we need to package picks just to get rid of him? Or can we pair him with first round picks and get somebody like a Paul George who's going to give us a lot of those playmaking aspects that we really need to compete? So those are my thoughts. There's a lot to figure out in the offseason, but this team, as currently constructed, we've seen enough of it over the last 2 years. It is just one star short of just taking enough pressure off of Steph Curry and just someone else that can go win you a game. Klay Thompson's been good as a six-man role as of recently. Kuminga's emerging. Wiggins is okay. You need someone that can drop you 23 points a game when Steph Curry is just not having a good game or needs the rest or any of the above is not really working for you. That's my current state of the Warriors. We learned a lot more about it this past weekend. This team has a tough couple of games coming up on the road, starting with the Orlando Magic, I believe, next. Got to win that one. Then we have the Hornets, the Spurs. Got to at least split those. Hopefully you can take care of both. I got to look at the schedule. There's one more good team that I'm missing in between, but if we don't go 3-1 on this road trip for the rest of this road trip, the Rockets are knocking at our door, and that's going to be very interesting to get into the play-in. I'm going to try to hang in there, enjoy it for what it is. No more pressure or high expectations on this team coming from my camp. I just want to see some growth. I want to see this team string together some consistent halves and quarters together. And I just want to see this team really just go out on an up note and just have some options heading into next season and this off season. And maybe, you know what, they can make a little bit of noise still. I'm not abandoning them. So for all those reasons, guys, the stacking, taking a little slower to get started towards the end of this run, but maybe the Warriors dig deep, find a little juice, and go on a run to finish out this season. All right, guys, until next time, I'll catch you. This has been your host, Chris Chin. Peace, love, and stacking dubs.